This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
By the way, before the clock strikes 12 tonight, and we'll get with our good buddy Matt Stewart from Fox 4 here in just a moment, but we were talking about weight loss earlier in the day. IHOP today is offering bottomless pancakes. That will take the pounds off. Today through March 30th, bottomless pancakes.
Oh.
Order as many as you want.
Who doesn't want bottomless pancakes?
And then get your butt to the gym.
Or are they bottom-filling pancakes?
Get out.
It's really two for one, Dan.
Dan,
really
out.
Two for one. All right, over the break, one of our good friends posted something that was so funny and also something I could completely see myself doing that we had to have him on the program to discuss it. And I'm just going to tell you, it was a photograph. It's our good friend Matt Stewart, his beautiful wife Chrissy. It looks like a holiday gathering. Everyone in the photograph is smiling.
Aww.
Like, Merry Christmas. And then, Matt, I'm going to let you recount the story behind the photograph with the people that turned out to be complete strangers. You guys, well, we just died. This is the funniest story.
Yeah, it was, I mean, you know, I was trusting Chrissy that she actually knew, you know, her cousins and what house they lived in, and That didn't end up happening.
So
right?
Wait, Matt, you guys take off to go to her cousin's Christmas party in Kearney.
Yes, and she, in her defense, she has not seen her cousins in probably 15 years. I don't even know what they look like.
And it was a new neighborhood, so like the Apple Maps was not working appropriately.
Sure.
But there was a house that was all lit up for Christmas that had a bunch of cars outside, and we're like, oh, this has to be it.
And I mean, so, you know, basically her cousin had a soup party. Everyone's supposed to bring soup. So I grab the big thing of soup. We start walking toward the door, and the guy opens the door. He goes, hey, come on in, guys. I'm like, all right. We must be in the right place. So we walk in. Everyone's shoes at the door, so we take off our shoes.
Good.
We start walking in.
Proper hygiene.
Right. Might as well. And there's this lady there who's, like, staring at me and pointing. And her mouth's open, and I'm like, well, this is weird. You're like,
she's so excited because Matt Stewart's there.
Right? Like, why are you so excited? You knew I was coming. You know I'm married to Chrissy. So it's kind of, I just felt something was off. And then Chrissy looks at me, and she's like, I think we're at the wrong house.
Like, you got all the way into the house. You're in the kitchen. You're hugging. Did you hug people? Like, hey.
No, we didn't get that far. We weren't in the kitchen, but we were like...
Oh, but we took took our shoes off in this stranger's house.
Yeah, I mean, they invited us in, and then, you know, we were all laughing, and they said, hey, you guys can stay and eat and have pie with us if you want, but no, we need to get to her cousin's house.
How did you figure?
I sat in a chair, and I was like, we got to get a photo of this. This is hilarious, because everybody's laughing. And I was like, Matt, you pick up the crock pot. The crock pot's got to be in the photo.
It is. Look at the crock pot.
I saw the photo, yeah.
You give me some pie, and I'll give you some of my soup, and we'll call it a day.
Yeah.
Matt, serious question. What kind of soup was it?
Oof. It was vegetarian chili.
It's really good.
What's
the meat made out of?
No, it's vegetarian.
Well, it's vegetarian chili. So it has different kinds of beans in it. And I brought it because we don't eat a lot of meat, and I wanted to make sure there was something that we could eat. So I brought the vegetarian chili.
So did you get their names? Like, did you just shake hands and then leave their house?
Basically.
Yeah. I mean, now, in their defense, they were expecting a caterer to come and feed them. So I think when they saw me with the soup, they thought I was the caterer.
Yeah, because they met us at the door and opened the door for us. I was like, hey, come on in. You know, and we just felt welcome. She was walked right in.
And Chrissy's like, you know, we could be serial killers and you'd all be dead. You
know? Wait. You got strangers in your house.
But Matt, did they know who you were?
Well, Kay is her name, the one who was pointing at me. I actually did a book signing with her a couple of years ago in Higginsville when my Royals book came out. And so I had met her 2 years ago, and she comes up and she's like, do you remember me? And I was like, yeah, it's 2 years ago. I don't. But, you know, she reminded me of the book signing. And so she kind of told everyone, hey, this is Matt Stewart from Fox 4. So I don't know how many people actually recognized me, but at least Kay did. So she kind of told everyone, hey, this is the TV guy.
You're like, I'm working for you. I brought you soup.
That's right. Front door service. That's what we do at Fox 4. You're hungry, we'll bring you soup.
So if it was a newer neighborhood, Chrissy, and GPS was not working, as you were not working properly, I guess. How did you find out where your cousin lived?
Oh, I eventually just pulled up my phone because I was like, this is not the right house. I was like, hey, is this, you know, 51726 or whatever the address was, you know, and they're like, no, it's 51713. And I was like, okay.
So
the host came over and we were looking at the map together. And sure enough, it was just two houses up. And so we did get there eventually. And then, of course, we told all of our, you know, my family about it. And everyone got a really good laugh. So I think we entertained a lot of people that night.
We certainly did, yeah. And Kearney people are the best.
So friendly, yeah.
Clearly.
You're hungry, looking for a place to stay, go to Kearney. They'll let you in.
Very funny.
How else are you guys doing? Happy New Year to you. I know, Matt, you had a book come out. Chrissy, you just had a book come out. I love following your stories on social.
Thank you. Yeah, no, things have been good. We've been kind of busy with Chrissy's book. That's the latest, her children's book, Brave Warrior Queen, that came out. Turned out great. People have been loving it. And so we kind of focused on that. And, you know, as you two know, and maybe some of your viewers don't, your listeners don't, but Chrissy and I are both battling cancer. So as we do this, you know, it's good for us to be distracted from, like, I'm still on chemo every 2 weeks. And, you know, it can really weigh you down when you're battling cancer. And so to have a hobby, to have something on the side that you're working on, you know, I wrote a book, Chrissy wrote a book. So that kind of helps us get through the tough times.
Well, and a message, a distraction and a message,
mm-hmm.
You know,
a good message.
Oh, well, yeah, but we're not going to give out bad messages.
Well,
we obviously give out friendly vibes because people are inviting us to their house.
Clearly.
I don't think that was an invite.
We think of you often, and I'm telling you, I do think that your messages and your positivity and your messages of hope help so many people with being as transparent as you've been about your journey. And Kansas City just thanks you for that.
Well, and that's what makes it worth it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you can easily go through a health crisis and want to be private because telling other people, it's very vulnerable. But yeah, just knowing, I mean, just thinking if I'm helping anyone, then it makes it worth it. And I hope we are.
Well, and we're receiving as much as we're giving. I mean, the kind notes that people post on Facebook when we post about our health is just uplifting, and it really helps us get through those tough days. So, I mean, we live in a great community. We're so blessed to be here in Kansas City, and people have been so great to us. You know, whether they're letting us in their house or whether they're giving
That's
us...
That's great. Stop breaking and entering, Matt. That's called a B&E.
Well, I could lose my job. Hopefully they don't press charges.
I hope not. Well, we did not take anything.
That's true.
But so you know, and I think I've said this to the two of you at Michael Mackey's book signing at Jasper's, you guys really are an inspiration to thousands and thousands of people, and I hope you know that.
Well, thank you, Scott. That's nice of you to say.
All right. Be well, be safe, and stay in your own home, okay? It's safer there.
Yeah. We'll talk next time.
All right.
Matt and Chrissy Stewart. You guys, seriously, go on Matt's professional page, Matt Stewart, Fox 4, and the photo is there of all of them in this beautiful home.
913-586-7798.
Surrounded by beautiful people they do not know.
Here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, we need a monkey update.
If you get time, go to the JohnsonCountyPost.com and sign in, and make sure you check out their stories that define Johnson County news in 2025.
Ooh.
We went there to see if there's a monkey update.
Is there something special?
No, we went there to see if there was a monkey update.
Whack.
And we cannot find whether or not the fine city of Prairie Village has voted on what is clearly a very pressing issue.
I guarantee you they have a meeting at night. I'm going to go to the Prairie Village
site. I saw that the vote was today.
Well, tonight is today. I guarantee you.
I'm going to do PV Monkey on Twitter.
Tonight is today.
Because if they don't put reporters on this.
Am I wrong?
I'm not getting results. Nope. Not getting results. So if you missed it, you guys, a couple weeks ago, Prairie Village decided they've got so much going on in their town.
City council meeting starts at 6.
That deciding whether or not to allow their residents to own monkeys of any kind is a very pressing topic in the 66208.
From the Fox 4, the Prairie Village City Council will vote sometime after 6 on whether to allow resident Tony King Skelton to keep her pet spider monkey, Oakley.
Oakley, sweet Oakley.
This comes as the city considers a new ordinance that would ban monkey ownership unless specific conditions are met. King Skelton has licensed her pet monkey after adopting it. The proposed dangerous animal ordinance states that if Oakley were to injure anyone, the city would not be held responsible. I think that's fair. Additionally, the ordinance outlines various conditions that must be met for King Skelton to keep Oakley. And under that new ordinance, she would be required to obtain a $300,000 insurance policy.
I think that's fair.
To cover potential injuries to others. Oakley must also be kept on a leash and in a fully enclosed carrier while in public spaces. She cannot be present in areas where 10 or more people are gathered.
Okay, because they were at, I think, Franklin Park or something. They were there for like a Prairie Village Fest or something. Mm-hmm. And Oakley did, you know, a child like reached out and Oakley was playful, playing. And there was either a scratch or a bite. I don't remember what it was. And even the mother of the child was not angry. She was like, look, no harm, no foul. Please tell me he doesn't have rabies kind of thing. You know, this monkey is one of the smaller ones. It's a member of the family. I think what they were going to do is grandfather her in because they've lived in Prairie Village and followed all the rules for years.
I don't know how you can.
But then say from this point forward, mm-hmm. all of the people just dying to get into Prairie Village and pay $2 million for a knockdown brand new home, you may not have a monkey.
They're cute.
Oh, it's darling. I don't know that I would want one running around my house. I'd like to borrow one. Like, wouldn't you just love to have one in studio for an hour?
Does Oakley roam free throughout the home of...
Oakley is a member of that family.
Tony King's
Skelton? Oh, absolutely a member of that family.
Question on the text online. Is a spider monkey a good pet? No. Spider monkeys and other primates do not make good pets.
I think Oakley's a good pet, but, you know, when they get stressed out, they throw their poo.
Can we...
So do I.
I still can't believe that this is an issue that they're debating in Prairie Village, but here we are.
I'm focusing on you, Dana. Can we let this desire to bring animals and non-human beings into the studio die?
A quick and painful death?
Yes.
If the zoo called and said, we have a baby chimpanzee, one, by the way, an orangutan was born at Wichita Zoo overnight.
Right.
And the birth was caught on tape. I mean, that mama just squats down and that little baby comes flying out and then she picks it up and she's like, rock goodbye, baby. It's the cutest thing.
Focus.
If they said, we are going to bring in a diapered baby monkey, I would fall over and die. I'd be so excited. Like, I have a thing. Like, when I was little, I remember saying to my dad, if I learn sign language, can we get a monkey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, what kind of, would you be okay with a chimpanzee?
It would have to be a baby. Because
let me show you the face of the French woman.
No, I've seen the woman without a face.
Whose face was eaten by a chimpanzee.
That was like a 4,000-pound chimpanzee.
I mean, let's go down the list. We've got the goat wearing blue jeans who peed for 7.5 minutes.
That is actually correct.
Which, by the way, would be the most disgusting thing that Dana has left all over the floor in the studio.
It's not the
glitter or the confetti. Mm-hmm. We had a singing parrot who sang the Chief's Tomahawk Chop song.
That didn't sing.
Who didn't say a peep. Now the kangaroo,
You loved the kangaroo.
The kangaroo was pretty cool.
That was $1 million decision. That was awesome.
We had the tortoise that didn't speak.
Loved the tortoise. Remember he got loose and then they found him and we said to the owner, first of all, how do you have a 100-year-old tortoise? But she did. Will you bring him in? She's like, yeah.
When was the tortoise?
Oh, that was like three years ago. Yeah, jinx, you owe me a call.
I don't even remember the tortoise.
Let me ask you this, Sam. If the Prairie Village City Council votes to allow Oakley to stay, and I hope that they do. I really do believe the family's got a young son. He said he would be lost without this monkey. Could we just reach out and say, for an hour, would you bring Oakley in and talk about what this has meant to your family?
Under the obligation that if Oakley makes any sort of mess.
Yeah, we'll diaper
you him. You clean it up.
Okay.
without high-powered chemicals that are going to make the Saturday morning people pass out on the air.
Okay, mm-hmm. I can do that.
Because with the goat pee incident, that's when the Saturday morning show started opening that door. Prior to the goat pee incident, that door remained closed on
true?
Saturday.
Is that true?
100% true. Because Toby was sitting in here and thought he was going to die because of all the ammonia smell.
That wasn't from the chemicals, though. That was from the urine.
Yeah.
By the way, the spider monkey has a lifelong span of
80 to 90 years, is that what I read?
It's 35 to 45 years.
Oh, okay.
So you're not signing up for a pet. You're signing up for a life companion that would not be allowed in most HOAs, right?
Yes. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Let me say what I think Sam is getting at.
Yeah.
Because we love you. We love your unique, different ideas for things that we can do on the show. Mm-hmm. Minus the kangaroo.
I got to give you props for the kangaroo. That one was...
I'm
that
over was, 5. Yeah.
Minus the kangaroo, every animal you have brought into the studio either didn't do what it was supposed to do or it damaged the studio.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
It's a bad track record.
It is.
And I'm just being honest.
I think Oakley's going to bring us back right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Looking at
the bottom of you have little strings coming off the bottom of your clam digger jeans.
Yeah,
I through the glass, the plexiglass, it looked like the bottom of a tattoo.
Oh my gosh, I thought you had an epiphany and you were like, bring that monkey in here.
No, I got distracted.
He stopped and he was thinking, and I thought he's pro monkey in studio.
No, I thought you were trying to hide. A gigantic tattoo.
I would tell you
me.
If I got another tattoo, I would tell you that day.
You think she got a leg sleeve?
That's what I thought.
Do you know also those monkeys are endangered, you guys, because they are the most trafficked animal into the U.S. This is so sad. Like poachers or whatever kill the mom monkeys, take the babies, and then somehow smuggle them over here.
So I don't know anything about monkeys. I know how to pick a really well-behaved dog, and I've picked a lot of them. I'm assuming that you can't, like, for example, in the story from Fox 4, Prairie Village says if Oakley is allowed to stay, and that's an if.
Yeah.
If Oakley's allowed to stay, and if Oakley bites or scratches anyone outside of the King Skelton family, the city will euthanize Oakley immediately.
Of course.
So, which I don't like that idea.
I don't either.
But there may not be an alternative if, and that would force the King Skelton family to be very careful with Oakley if Oakley ever has to go out in public. However, can you not introduce Oakley into another spider monkey family, or would they try to kill him?
That I don't know, Scott. Or take it to a rescue, you know, a place where
he can still live
outside
and be an animal and do animal things.
Did I tell you a couple weeks ago, we went into a random pet store. We just Googled pet store, my daughter and I, to get food for the new puppy. We walk in and the first thing I see is the monkey. Is it Frankie that we've talked about so many?
That pet stop over here on Neiman.
I've never been in there.
Oh, that's a great pet store.
Yeah, great little pet store. We walk in and Sophie leans over and she goes, there's a monkey in here.
Oh, yeah.
And I go, oh my gosh, we've talked about that monkey a lot on this program.
Well, and we talked about the, can you send them to a refuge or to a sanctuary?
Yeah, sanctuary.
With Frankie or whatever that monkey's name is. Mm-hmm. The answer is maybe.
Because he's never been around other...
You can introduce them to a pack of monkeys, but it's going to be kind of like introducing a dog to a cat. Like, okay, sniff each other. Oh, no, they're trying to kill each other. Pull them back.
Back to the Frankie thing for a second, because when the girls were small, we used to go to Pet Stop all the time on the weekends.
Yeah.
They loved it. It was like a little zoo in downtown Shawnee, right? Because they have tarantulas.
Chinchillas.
They've got lizards. They've got... They have just... Rather exotic. They've got, what are the hedgehogs?
Yeah.
Really exotic pets. And they have a couple dogs and cats. I'm not a big fan of that because they're just in tiny little cages. I just assume you don't do that. But, you know, you can get like hissing cockroaches or they've got a bunch of birds. And so it was like walking through a little mini zoo. Back to the Frankie, though, thing for a second. It's easy to feel sorry for Frankie. But he does get a lot of attention.
Sure.
He is the only monkey in his cage. There's not a friend. But I think in defense of the pet stop on Neiman, he's been in that cage for so long, there's no going back now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I wish in the beginning the decision had not been made.
That's what I'm saying.
I really do. But what do you do now? Yeah. You can't put that genie back in the bottle, right?
I wish at the pet stop, and I do like that pet store, and I think they've got some great animals in there. Excuse me. But I think Frankie, if I'm just going off memory here, has been in that enclosure. I don't want to call it a cage because it's pretty large.
It's a cage.
He's been in that cage, I think, for 20 years, if I'm not mistaken. And if I am, I apologize.
That's why there's such an uproar to, you know, there's petitions to, you know, set him free and whatever that would look like.
Well, that would be
not free.
A sanctuary. Yeah. Yeah. But
you have to keep in mind that the animals that find themselves near the top of the food chain are near the top of the food chain because they protect themselves. So you bring in a stranger, even if they look exactly like you, because they're the same species. That stranger is either going to starve, or if they don't starve, they will die first, or they will be killed first.
Somebody says, I've talked to them about it for years. Frankie loves his area. He doesn't like it outside. But
They did say he doesn't like to come out.
Well, that might be out of fear.
Oh, sure.
You know, this is his home. This is what he's used to. And it is, like I said, you're right, Danny. It is a cage, but it's a large caged enclosure.
Yeah.
It goes all the way to the ceiling of the store, and it's rather round. Takes up a lot of space. I don't know why they don't just sell him to a sanctuary. Maybe he's a draw. I have no idea. I'll say this. When the kids would go in there, Frankie was the first thing they wanted to see.
When we get back, there is some breaking news. We finally have an update minutes ago in that terribly sad case, the death of the 13-year-old who was missing out of Pleasanton. Mm-hmm. Cause of death has just been released. It is not what you and I thought this was going to be. Mm.
Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Help us with some geography here as we give you the breaking news in this case that is just heartbreaking. You remember a 13-year-old was missing a couple of weeks ago out of Linn County. And police say eventually a 47-year-old man by the name of Damon Leonard contacted authorities and said, I know where you can find the 13-year-old's remains. Mm-hmm. There was no known connection between this 47-year-old and this poor child who was found deceased in a creek bed. Mm-hmm. And so for the last 2 weeks, we've been waiting to hear cause or manner of death. And there's nothing you're going to say that's going to make sense to anybody about this. We lost a 13-year-old child. I don't care the circumstances. May Damon Leonard rot in hell and go to prison forever, okay? They are now saying that Leonard is charged with corpse abandonment, and then they added a couple of charges last week of harboring a vicious dog, okay?
Oh.
They are now saying the Kansas City, Kansas police that took over the case, that the cause of death is, quote, multiple dog bites. That this 13-year-old was mauled to death. And if you go back and look, Scott, they took several dogs from his property after this 47-year-old suspect was arrested. They went back. They recharged him like 5 or 6 days later with interfering with law enforcement and harboring vicious dogs.
So Linn County is just south of Miami County. It has a population, the county has a population of roughly 9,000 people, and it is south of the town, Pleasanton is south of the town of Lacine.
This is why we ask. With no known connection between this poor 13-year-old Aaron, who lost his life, and the 47-year-old charged with the vicious dogs and the, you know, abandonment of a corpse, Aaron, I believe, was out riding his bike.
Let me check on that. I think you're right.
And didn't come home, you know, had left to go do what, you know,
little boys do,
did not come home. And I think mom and dad around 6 p.m. got very worried, started calling around. And then the Amber Alert goes out and everyone is like, where is Aaron? You know, people start searching like crazy, as you can imagine, all over Linn County. We still do not know what happened. How did he get from his bike and cross paths with this 47-year-old in a neighboring town?
So a number of law enforcement, according to a story in the Kansas City Star, are recusing themselves from this investigation, in part because Leonard's family, I don't remember his first name, is heavily involved in Linn County. For example, his stepbrother, Kevin Friend, is the former Linn County sheriff who left the position in September of 24. His mother is a former county commissioner and worked in the courthouse. And they're related to quite a few people. And the sheriff said, we needed transparency. I agree.
So when you look up Linn County, Missouri, and good for them, they all recuse themselves.
This is Linn County,
this
Kansas.
Is Linn County. Oh, pardon me. Let me look at Kansas because it's not, the staff is not large.
I believe KCK PD has been brought down to help.
KCK has been in charge of everything since almost the beginning.
But what's your, I mean, this is a tragic story every way you look at it but I think in the beginning people thought, this little boy had been abducted and murdered and we don't know that.
We don't know.
Well, didn't the story just say that the cause of death was multiple right. dog bites?
And if vicious dogs were removed from this suspect's house, mm-hmm. how the hell does a 13-year-old, that's what I'm saying, we don't know how he came into contact with this man.
Oh, okay.
It very well could be, you know, that additional charges are pending. He never should have been in that home. And I'm not blaming the 13-year-old, don't get me wrong. I'm asking, was he kidnapped and taken to that home where vicious dogs lived with this
suspect? And we also don't know that either.
Suspect. Well,
we know from stories in Kansas City, I point to the one on 80th Street over mm-hmm. by 71 Highway that we talked about so many times, that you don't have to go into a home. You don't even have to go into a yard to be mauled by vicious dogs. The bicyclist that was mauled by, what was it, six dogs? Was literally biking down the middle of the street.
It's just awful. They had his service over the holiday, and it's just awful. It's a small town. Everybody knows everybody, which is why the entire sheriff's department recused itself.
Why would you?
There's probably one sheriff, a couple of deputies, right? I mean, this is
9,000. It's probably a little bit bigger than that, but I get where you're going. Why would you want a vicious dog or vicious dogs?
I don't live in that world. I cannot answer that.
Probably not vicious to you.
Let one of those dogs outside and see what happens to your homeowner's insurance policy.
Exactly. I'm not defending it, but a lot of people get a dog, take it home, and leave it there. They never socialize it. They never introduce it to other dogs, other people, mm-hmm. so it doesn't know how to act.
So they were neighbors, apparently, according to this story from Channel 9. Damon Leonard of Pleasanton, and later said to be a nearby neighbor of Andula, that's Aaron, reportedly called law enforcement and told them he knew where the body was. What, did he just get an epiphany, or was he overcome by guilt?
The charges are interference of law enforcement, criminal desecration, and having a vicious dog at large. He was previously charged in Bates County with abandonment of a corpse. So there's four charges total. And then at some point, we'd have to go back and look. I think authorities reported, this was over break, that they went in and removed other dogs from that property.
I'm looking up a picture of this Damon Leonard on the Channel 9 story. I saw a small picture of him, but
it's awful. It's awful. And you know what?
Yeah, it is.
It will all come to light. And you just have to, you know, that community is wrapping its arms around Aaron's family. It's
as they should.
Yeah.
By the way, one of the first police, speaking of just tragic stories, and then we'll move after the break, we'll get into some lighthearted fare. Story here from the New York Post. One of the first police officers to respond to the 2022 school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, went on trial today on charges that he failed to protect children during the attack.
Yep.
When authorities waited more than an hour to confront the gunman, Adrian Gonzalez, a former Uvalde schools officer, faces 29 counts of child abandonment or endangerment in a rare prosecution of a police officer accused of not doing more to stop a crime and protect lives.
Not only did they not go in, they prevented everyone else from going in.
I watched an interview with him on CNN this morning. 19 students and two teachers, by the way, were killed at Robb Elementary School. Nearly 400 officers responded to the school. Their argument is with this officer who's on trial that he knew the exact direction and classroom that he was in because the gunman was apparently firing from the inside out.
Don't you remember they prevented other law enforcement from going in? And then at some point, some rogue team of law enforcement.
It was Border Patrol.
Border Patrol went, you know what? We're going in, get out of the way. And they did. And by then it was too late. Good. I'm glad he's on trial.
He's pleaded not guilty. His attorney says he tried to save children on that day. The charges carry up to 2 years in prison if he is convicted. And the trial is expected to be last for
2 years
weeks.
Total or 2 years per child?
I think it's 2 years per charge. But he probably won't get that. That would be 58 years in prison. 913-586-7798. Let's lighten it up a little bit. On the other side.
Make it darker, sorry.
No, Sam, we're good.
You remember what the parents that got arrested trying
they
to get to the school.
They blocked them from going
they
in.
They were arrested because they were like, no, I'm going in to save my kid.
You'd have to shoot me. I would say, if you're not going to go in and you're not going to let me in, you shoot me right here.
I will say this, and you and I have been accused over the many years of being too pro-police. That is one instance where I've never seen something in law enforcement so shameful. Ever.
Oh, we have friends who are officers and career officers who said no justification for what happened there.
What did they wait? 70-something minutes?
That was awful. Kids were, You know what? I think more than that one person should have gone to prison for that, but we will
soon find out.
Soon find out, and we'll let you know when there's a verdict.
Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, I'm going to make everybody feel a little warmer inside. In 2026, pitchers and catchers report on February 10th.
Oh, good.
So we're just over a month out.
I don't know that we need to feel warmer. Wasn't it 50 today?
I believe it's 59 as we speak. Let me check.
Hurry.
This has actually been a rather, knock on wood,
it's been very mild.
Mild,
you know, winter. What that means. I'm just going to say
wait.
It. You know, I'm telling you.
You wait.
We are going to get socked in February, and you know I'm right.
Of course you're right. What are we on now, Sam? Is this the second or third fall spring?
Well, no, this would actually be, because we haven't even had real winter yet.
That's right. Well,
so this is what, right. Third false fall?
You're right.
Or third fall?
Well, because the snowstorm that we got, that was actually in the fall. That was first
false winter.
Correct.
In the fall.
So now we're on third false fall.
We've had two false winters so far.
Tonight we will have a wolf supermoon.
Have you been seeing the moon lately? It's incredible.
It's incredible. Tonight it's a 22-degree lunar halo. And if you can see it, it will be stunning.
What is the coordinates?
22.
Don't have a clue what the words coming out of your mouth are.
It's 22.
Huh?
Just look
up.
Are
you feeling 22?
It's called a 22-degree lunar halo.
It's a waning gibbous, by the way.
Thank you, Sam.
Yeah, waning gibbous.
I knew it was a waning gibbous.
Yeah. My new watch tells me.
It's going to cast an otherworldly glow across the skyline.
Well, that sounds lovely. A new study has found a strong link between circadian rhythm and dementia risk. Published in the medical journal Neurology, researchers found that participants who were more active during a specific window of the day had an increased risk of dementia. Guided by the brain and influenced by light exposure, circadian rhythm is a roughly 24-hour cycle that determines when we become sleepy and when we're more alert. For those with a strong circadian rhythm, the body is aligned with the 24-hour day and sticks to a regulated sleep and activity pattern. So what? Let's move on. Where are the times in here?
I'll tell you this.
Here we go.
If you live in Alaska, this is what I could not.
I did for three.
Could not. My mom did too, Scott. I don't know how they do it.
Well, it gets pretty darn dark in the winter, and the sun is up almost the entire, and this is in Anchorage, you know, which is kind of south central. I can imagine living in Fairbanks or up in at the top. Is it Barrow, Alaska? I think it is at the very top. Because at night in the winter, or check that, in the winter, it's always night. 24 hours a day. In the summer, the sun never goes down. Ever. All right, here we go. Those who experience peak activity later in the afternoon from 2:15 onward, that would be the three of us, right?
Yeah.
Because we're working. Trying to constantly be on, we have a 45% higher risk of dementia compared to people who are at their peak activity between 1:11 and 2:14 in the afternoon.
2:14?
We get 14 minutes of maybe not getting dementia.
This is what we got to tell.
Be good.
This is what we got to tell our boss. We're only good from 2 to 2:14, and then I'm out.
Boss, I care about my health. I'm trying to.
I will give you 14 minutes minus the break, which is 6 minutes. You're looking at about seven. I can give you seven.
Well, I have here. Here was my New Year's resolution, because I normally don't do these things. But I decided this year I was going to do one, and it wasn't going to be about one specific thing. Try to eat healthier, exercise more, do this, do that. Mine was try to make some improvement in every aspect of your life. Whether that's familial, whether that's work, whether that's spiritually, whether that's mentally, whether that's physically, every aspect of my life, try harder. than you did the year before.
Okay. Good.
I thought that was a pretty good one.
So what are you doing to achieve that?
So I've been eating better ever since. Actually, it started just prior to the new year.
You're doing good.
I've been working out every single day.
Nice.
I'm proud of you.
Every day. Mm-hmm.
Are you sleeping well?
Slept great last night, but sometimes you don't sleep next to Tasha. Or you better not.
She makes some noise.
Only on Tuesdays.
Hey, man.
I mean, in reality, we spent thousands of years going to bed when the sun went down and getting up when the sun went up because it was dangerous to be out and about and doing things when the sun was down, yeah, right?
Bears,
that's how you
lions,
die.
Right?
Oh, my. And so then we invented this wonderful thing called electricity and a light bulb, and they couldn't figure out why the overall health of everyone went down. It's because people were staying up too late and they completely ruined their circadian rhythm.
Then why are we living longer?
That is because of medical
Modern
intervention.
Modern medicine? Clear!
That ain't natural.
It's not unnatural. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz said in a statement today he is ending his reelection bid. He will not seek a third term in office. Yes, this probably has something to do with the controversy up there regarding federal funds and Somali daycare centers. It's very complicated.
Look, if you go home and watch Wheel of Fortune and then watch dogs on TV, you don't have to worry about any of it.
Sam, I'm not kidding.
Man, it's really nice turning your phone off for two straight weeks. I didn't even know that was happening.
You had such a great vacation, Sam.
What?
A couple of times we've read stories today, and Sam's got this look on his face, like actually like a dog. It goes, what are you talking about?
You know when I said the controversy about federal funds and Somali daycare center, Sam's like, okay, now he's just making stuff up at the end of the show.
Are we ad-libbing?
No, I'm not.
Name a country.
Why did he pick Somalia?
Name a business.
Birthdays today. Bradley Cooper is 51. Robert Duvall is 95.
Wow.
And Clancy Brown, who was in the Shawshank Redemption, Starship Troopers, is 67 years old. We've got to run. Have a great evening. The bonus hour is next on behalf of our producer, Sam Stevie III. He's back. My good friend and co-host, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.